I'm smoking 64 years.
And how'd you feel?
Grand. Bit of a, no, I have a bit of a complaint with me breathing all right, but other than that, now, I agree with both ways. People that like a smoke, they can only smoke outdoors now. So they have to smoke somewhere. You just can't go off it like that.
Where would you put the smokers? I mean, if you ban outdoor...
Well, you're separating people 2 metres. Why don't you separate the smokers from the eaters 2 metres? Or maybe a little more.
The smoke would still travel.
Depends on
in
where.
The air.
Depends on which way the breeze is blowing.
It does, doesn't it?
It's like the pandemic. It depends on which way the breeze is blowing. You might catch it. But I do agree. But I agree both ways. Well, people are just not going to, you can't just stop people from smoking. They're smoking all their lives. Give them something, give them a patch, give them some alternative to stop smoking. I agree with them to stop them smoking. I agree with that. But as a smoker myself, it's very hard to give them up.
How old are you now?
I'll be 72 now in a couple of weeks.
So did you start smoking when you were 8?
I did, 1957.
And why did you have a cigarette at the age of 8?
It was a novelty. It was a novelty. And all the film stars smoked.
And it was considered glamorous.
It actually was, yeah. At that time, they wouldn't have mentioned it. It looked sexy. All the people on the television, all the people on the films, all smoked them. That's the reason we took them up.
And what was your first cigarette? What was it?
It was a Player's Place, a non-tip.
So you started at the age of 8.
Yes.
Will you ever give up smoking?
Well, I have to go to the hospital now next week to get the breathing checked. And it depends on that. I have to have an echocardiogram. And I think I'll be getting stents. You know, these are...
So it has affected you?
It has, yeah. It's beginning to affect me now, in the last few months only. But it is affecting me. And it's disrupting me breathing. But I'll have to cut back on them. At the start, I've cut back on them.
And do you think you'll carry on living?
I hope so. I hope so for another little while. But I wouldn't bet on it.
Smoking outdoors... it's not really good for people because, like, if you're smoking outdoors and you're near people, they could be inhaling that, and it wouldn't have a good effect on your organs and all as you get older. Like, it would make you kind of like sick and stuff.
And also, if you're eating outside as well, and someone is smoking, and even if they're behind or in front of you, just as you get the smoke coming around,
you can taste it almost.
Yes, it's not healthy. Yeah,
like, I know in Spain, for example, you could be outside, someone could be smoking a very strong European cigarette. Can you get used to it, or is it becoming socially unacceptable to be smoking near food?
Yeah, outdoors? I don't think, yeah, not near food. Maybe if you were just there with coffee or not where food is around.
So
really.
A coffee shop, yes, but
yes, but not where they're serving food or even outside, no. Not, well, that's my personal view, no.
I don't believe banning smoking outside is, well, you can't, firstly.
So you're having a fag?
Yeah, but I'm not in anyone's space. So if I was eating outdoors, I won't smoke, simply because other people might not smoke. So there should be an area that we can go off to and smoke
away from eating. So there should be a smoking area and an outdoor area, both.
Absolutely, yeah. Because it wouldn't be fair on people who don't smoke for a smoker to smoke, and especially around food. I wouldn't smoke around food.
So the smoking ban came in back in 2004, perhaps Micheál Martin's greatest legacy. It's been a long time since then, and now we have the pandemic. We've got this outdoor summer. It's been a success. In the last few days, all these areas outside restaurants, they've been popular. Everything seems to be working with social distancing. But should smoking go for the summer, or should it go forever?
No, it shouldn't go. It should go to a place. There should be an area where people can smoke, but it should go from an eating area where other people who wouldn't be smoking. So I don't believe it should, you know, food and cigarettes.
I think they should have an eating area for smokers and an eating area. An eating area for non-smokers.
So two separate areas.
Because
if possible,
put down one for the other? Just, you know what I mean?
I mean, the 2004 thing, I mean, which is fine, and everybody was kind of going, this is really weird, but it worked.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's no issue leaving a pub, going outside to smoke. Mm-hmm. You know, and you have a bit of crack and you meet people and have a chat. It's worked out very well. But regarding banning smoking forever for smokers, no.
So you still think pubs and beer gardens and restaurants should have a place for you?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah.
But we shouldn't ban it, like, from, you know, everywhere, you know.
Do you think it's coming, though? Do you think it's coming?
I think that's what they want, yeah. Yeah, I think that's what.
And where will you go?
You'll have to smoke at home or somewhere in secret, down a lane.
That's ridiculous.
Under your jacket, you know. But
really, almost like a, you know,
like it's
a drug.
Back to the
in
prohibition.
In certain parts of America, you can't smoke even out in the street.
Yeah, I think that's what they want, yeah.
That's what they want.
Yeah, I think so.
Until some TD comes along, and half the TDs are smokers, and they'll say, oh, no, that's not fair. So it's really up to them. You know?
I think, I mean, smoking is taboo these days, and that's great because people are into being healthy and whatever. And that's lovely. But you have to, you know, it's a democracy. We have to think of everybody.
And why do you like smoking? Why do you like to have a fag?
Why? I've done it for so long. It doesn't affect me so far, thankfully. And to be honest, I find it relaxing. I find it sociable.
And how many cigarettes have you had today? I know that's a personal question.
Today, three or four, maybe.
So you're not a heavy smoker?
No, it'd be a pack a day, maybe less. You know, I wouldn't
be
a chain smoker.
Less.
My father was a
chain
smoker. 60, 80 a day.
60 to 80?
Yeah. And he died from lung cancer, you know?
No.
But hey, you know?
If you want to eat in a restaurant, you've no choice but to eat outside or have a pint until the 5th of July. So do you think it's perhaps a good idea to ban smoking in these outdoor areas?
No, I don't really, because you can walk down the street and have a cigarette and that doesn't bother people. So sitting down outside a restaurant, why should that bother people?
You don't think it should matter?
I don't think it should matter. I'm a non-smoker.
Did you ever smoke?
I did, many years ago.
And you gave up?
I did. But I don't agree with banning it just because you're sitting outside.
Well, to be honest with you now, I think they'd be better off giving up the cigarettes for their own sake, for their health.
You never smoked?
Never smoked.
And I know this is a personal question. What decade are you in?
81. What decade is that? 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 8.
So, growing up, people smoked a lot more,
yeah,
didn't
I know, but we were too much involved in sport.
You'd never smoked?
No, we never smoked.
And
neither did my husband.
It?
He never smoked either.
You didn't smoke. And did you mind being surrounded by a cloud
of
smoke?
Yeah, I did. I hated going to the cinema.
You didn't like it?
I was delighted when that ban came out.
So what was it like being in a cinema full of smoke?
Terrible.
You didn't see the screen?
Shocking. Up your nose and your eyes. And you'd still go because you'd be delighted to go to the cinema. But no, I didn't like it. I was happy. And if you were playing bingo.
So the bingo hall also full of smoke?
Yeah, full of smoke. I'm not saying it makes us live longer, but it helps.
Well, you're doing great for 81.
Do you want to listen to me really telling you about all my aches and pains?
How long have you been a smoker?
About 50 years.
And do you want to give up, or are you happy to continue?
No, I'm fine the way I am. If it's banned, it's banned. You just got to smoke wherever you can.
Where would you smoke if you couldn't smoke outside?
You could sit in your car, go for a walk. They can't police it, can they? So just wherever you can.
And it would be difficult to police it, wouldn't it?
Yes, of course it would. Yeah. You have to catch me first.
And why do you like a cigarette? What is it you like about it?
I'm addicted to them. I'm smoking for over 50 years, so addicted. Still fairly healthy, so.
And how old are you now?
63.
So you could go for a few more years anyway.
Oh, hopefully. That's the idea.
How hard has it been smoking through COVID? Obviously, you can't wear a mask when you're smoking.
You just go somewhere private and have a smoke, lose the mask.
Would you mind if beer gardens and restaurants did ban smoking through this pandemic?
I don't think it's essential that they do, but I respect that other people want to eat without smelling people's cigarettes. So, yes, I don't mind.
I'm an ex-smoker, so I have some sympathy.
The smoking in the cafes and the pubs and that should be banned forever, because it's second-hand smoke and it's going into other people that are trying to live healthy lives and they don't smoke, you know?
So you smoke a vape?
A vape, yeah. I give up the roll-ups up. I used to smoke roll-ups, Amberleaf.
And will you be able to give up the vape?
Eventually, yeah.
And what flavour is that one?
Fruity Tooty, I think. Fruity. And then I like the Blackjack ones. Blackjack, and then you get Coca-Cola and strawberry and apple, all different sorts of flavours.
So you like that?
Yeah.